And finally this hour, what's new in movie theaters? A political thriller, The Ides of March, opens today, 1 week before the Ides of October and a few months before the first presidential primaries. Our movie critic Bob Mondello says that's excellent timing.
Governor Mike Morris is a liberal Democratic candidate with a smooth, movie star-ish glow. Think George Clooney. Literally, in this case, it's typecasting. And imagine him mulling over a position paper with his press secretary slash media expert.
It says we're going to help people get an education, we're going to create national unity, we're going to teach young people a trade, and we're going to get them out of debt for their college loans. Now, where does that fail?
All of that's exactly right, Governor. It's just if you're going to do it, do it. Make it mandatory, not voluntary.
Since the title, The Ides of March, comes from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, let's note that actor Ryan Gosling gives his press secretary character the lean and hungry look the bard ascribed to his chief manipulator. Gosling's Stephen has to do a lot of scheming to keep up with the sharks he swims with, including a calculating campaign manager, played as a cross between Brutus and Mark Antony by Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Marissa Tomei, who plays the rabble, otherwise known as the media.
So you're certain you're going to win here?
Certain, no, confident, yeah.
You just said you win by 9.
And I think that we will. St. Gabriel can blow his horn on election day and get his four horsemen to rig the ballot boxes for Pullman, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Meanwhile, the rival campaign manager is spinning things in a different direction, and because he's played by Paul Giamatti, you know he's dangerous. When Stephen talks briefly to him in a bar and the media finds out, things get complicated.
Did you admit to meeting with me?
No.
All right. Then we stonewall her, and she's got nothing.
She's going to take the story to Drudge or to roll call.
She's trying to blackmail me.
You know, you're on a sinking ship, Steve. Tell her what she wants to know and jump. Come over to our side. We can control this thing.
Or not. The Ides of March gets tied up in plot machinations when it should really stick with the thing that Clooney, who also directed, co-wrote, and produced, does a lot more effectively. When he's illustrating the role of seduction in politics, this film crackles with the charge of a good love story, Gosling all but misting up in hero worship for his boss, or being torn between a nurturing campaign manager and one who whispers sweet political nothings in his ear, not to mention the pretty intern who comes on to him because, well, no, because no. Power is seductive.
You're the big man on campus. I'm just a lowly intern. You get to stay at the Millennium. Okay, they put us at a motel on the other side of the river. We do have a better bar, though.
I've heard that.
You should come by one night. Have a drink with the worker bees.
All of this is in the service of a plot that seems hell-bent on telling us things we already know. The Ides of March ends up feeling less Shakespearean than film noirish, wearing its cynicism proudly and piling on the melodrama. But the fact that our political system tramples on idealism is not the freshest message at this point, and by the final fade, you're likely to feel that the film isn't as compelling as the performers, as they earnestly cry havoc and let slip the dogs of politics. I'm Bob Mondello.